Well, Itaho, tēnā koe, mate. It's good to catch up with you again. I hear you're standing on a mountaintop so we can talk with each other.
Yeah, mate, no signal down on my ground level, so I'm up here at Tauboro, looking at the school where the boy movie was filmed by our relation Taika Waititi, and just, yeah, it's a beautiful day here, and my cousins have gone out on the sea, and I'm looking at getting out there tomorrow.
Ka pai. Thank you. Look, I just spoke with Penny, who's part of an announcement of $380 million towards Māori housing. Obviously, that's going to be welcome by Māori housing providers. You've been pretty active in that space as well. So do you think that this funding is going to give what you're doing a boost, or other areas who are trying to do likewise?
Yeah, I guess first things first, mate, is I just really want to acknowledge the government and Penny. Yesterday, the launch of Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga took place at Waihiriri, our village. It started with the opening of one of our houses for a family of eight that moved from a three-bedroom into a 4.5-bedroom that they'll own within 15 years. And so it exemplified the Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga program. The announcement covered the $730 million over the next 4 years. And so the areas that we're looking at is not only the home ownership area, but looking at the renovations. So included within that is the 700 houses over the next 4 years that they want to see renovated as well, on top of what the 1,000 new homes that are built. And also the papakāinga and the investment in infrastructure. So it's an awesome package. It was announced back in May, but now are the details. And those details will be live on the 20th of October. And all whānau, hapū, iwi and housing providers in the space have the opportunity to work with officials. He made it clear yesterday that he wants to work at extreme speed. And so, you know, it's a direction like Shane Jones did with the Provincial Growth Fund and getting the $3 billion out the door over the 3 years that he was in government, working with the Labor ministers and the Regional Economic Development. So it's a good directive from the top. You've got a good teams on the ground, the likes of Karadaina Kalkot Crib at Housing and Urban Development, Hāmiora Belkett at Te Puni Kōkiri, and the teams that they lead in a combined approach under Andrew Crisp at HUD and Dave Samuels at TPK. So it's an exciting time. We're looking forward to it, and in answer to your question, yes, this will enhance what we've been doing here in Tairawhiti and Eastern Bay of Plenty.
Thanks, mate. Also, the hot topic really was the decision by Foodstuffs to have less Sealord product on their shelves through their supermarket chain, described as one part of a duopoly. Foodstuffs Progressives, Australian-owned companies that really have dominance here in our supermarket and grocery sector. Frustrating as well. Ngahiwi says, well, look, maybe it's time for us to think of creating some sort of supermarket chain of our own, or if they continue to you know, thumb their nose at us, maybe we should boycott them. These are two perhaps extreme courses of action. But we are all owners of Sealord Māori. Te Whānau Apanui, a stakeholder in said organisation. What's your reaction to the decision by Foodstuffs to ditch Sealord products and look at stocking the shelves with Alaskan fish processed in China?
Oh, look, I support Ngahiwi Tomoana. At the end of the day, we've got to look at alternatives that work for us, and they need to be owned and driven by us. And so working with the likes of those Māori that own quota and predominantly our iwi organisations, working with the likes of Mavis Mullins and the Red Meat Collective or Collective that are working through strategies in terms of their sheep and beef, working with the many you know, whānau that are involved in growing vegetables. We need to actually look at two things, mate. Is one, the security of our food and the quality of that food, and secondly, looking at our own options for reaching our people. And me in a rural area 100 kilometres east of the closest New World, it's something that during the lockdown my people made clear that it is a priority that we look at our own essential food being produced within our rohe. And then if we can do that in other similar communities, we then move out of the need for these big supermarket chains and get back to growing in our own rohe and producing to our own people. So if we get lockdowns in the future, we're actually not dependent. I think the other thing, mate, is working through the likes of Bidfood. We work with them in Te Whanau Apanui during our level for lockdown. They brought kai directly from Rotorua in, so we ordered it in bulk and it came to us, and that was still a far cheaper option for us than going to the supermarkets or having Apanui World distribute locally. So there are alternatives. Ultimately, if we talk about mana motuhake, then having our own chain, supplying into our own chain, must be a part of our future.